I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A missing person is a person who has vanished and is unconfirmed as alive or dead, as their location and fate are unknown.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Holes podcast. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Amy.
And I'm going to be really honest with you. I have no idea how neither of us has covered this.
Really? It's one of those?
Well, so, truthfully, never heard of it in my life. But when I Google it, it shows up on, like, BuzzFeed Unsolved, Cold Case Unsolved. It shows up everywhere.
No way, really. That's crazy. But I'm never not amazed. Like, I might have that moment of shock when I come across one of these types of cases. But then I'm like, if you just go to the Charlie Project and you look at lists of names, even narrowing it down by the year or the decade, and people don't even make the Charlie list all the time. So, yeah, there's definitely cases out there that we've never heard of. And in some areas, they're well covered, quote unquote, you know?
Oh, well, quote unquote is the key for this one. Everything has the same information.
Been there before. So I'm really excited and interested to hear about a case that is surprising that we don't know about, not in an arrogant way. I mean,
right.
But yeah.
All right. So today we're going to talk about Asanta Susie Tomasi.
Okay.
She goes by Susie. She's born in January of 45. Because of that, there's not a whole lot about, like, her childhood or any of that, because we're looking at her as she's a grandmother, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
We know that she married her husband, Patrick Tomasi, in 81. Based on media interviews, Patrick and his daughter-in-law have been handling most of the media, which leads me to believe they also had a son named Rhett, who I found.
Okay.
But I don't know about, like, ages or all of that. They also call her a grandmother. I don't know how many grandkids there are or any of that.
I understand.
But Patrick and Susie lived in the Fort Pierce, North St. Lucie area of Florida. They owned a pretty successful restaurant on US 1 in Vero Beach that they opened likely 15 years ago in the early 2000s.
Okay.
So we're just going to go ahead and skip to 2018.
Gotcha.
Susie is 73. She is dealing with dementia, but it sounds like when she took medication and regimented that, it was better.
Right. So I imagine it's slowing down the progression of things.
Yes. I don't know much about it, but now Patrick is at the restaurant all the time. She is still with him, although she's less working and more just kind of there to be a set of hands.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if she needed a break, she could wander next door to the Dollar General or, you know, take a walk or whatever.
Right.
March 16th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's a busy Friday night at the restaurant they own called the Quilted Giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick is working, busy, you know, it's a Friday night. If you've never worked in food service, Friday nights are really busy. Susie is at the restaurant too. Around 5 or 5:30, she takes a walk outside, which is completely normal for her. Take a break, whatever. Like I said, she walks to Dollar General. Well, around 6-ish, maybe 6:15, Patrick looks around and says notices he hasn't seen her. So he kind of like looks around. No sign of her. Takes a walk up and down the plaza. Doesn't see her. And now he's like, okay, this isn't right. Like, she's never gone this far before. So he called, by 6:48, he has called the sheriff's office. Now, her dementia, in this case, actually did help her because it triggered a silver alert.
I see. I've definitely seen those. Yes.
And for those of you that don't know, it is just like an amber alert, but for someone that is either elderly or mentally incapacitated.
Right.
So it triggers that. Now, law enforcement launches a helicopter search and a foot search and a car search. And mind you, we only have under 2 hours of a window, right? Some places will bring it down to an hour. It's at least an hour, if not up to two.
I hear ya.
They basically bring in everyone to try to figure this out. The searches last all night. Now, the next morning, one of the law enforcement officers gives this quote. The next morning has rolled around and she's still not found. A little deeper than a person that just wandered off. Now we start getting a little worried about what may have happened.
Agreed.
As of Saturday afternoon, so this is now, we're going on like almost 24 hours. Mm-hmm. They were using marine boats. They were using helicopters. They used canine units, a SWAT team, agricultural and marine units, and ATVs.
Everything that you can imagine.
Within the first 24 hours.
I wish that, yeah.
Then they do what I think is the next best thing. Pull surveillance cameras in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of her walking alone at the strip mall at 5:41. And at this point, deputies say they don't think that she left the plaza on foot.
Why?
So I don't know when this second video came out because...
Well, pause for 1 second. So she's seen on the footage on foot at 5:41, right?
Yep. So we know she's alive, well, alone at 5:41.
And what time was the call to 911 again?
6:48.
So, an hour and a couple of minutes later.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's another narrow window of time situation. Okay, go on.
I'm going to talk about the second surveillance video. It sounds like it came out in piecemeal, and I'm talking like over a year or two, because the first articles you can find say... They saw her talking to someone in a white pickup truck. Then the video gets released, and it does appear to be very grainy, and it's from behind a Publix. So it's, like, close to where she is, but she's pretty far down the path.
So a Publix is a grocery store, just to clarify.
Yes. Sorry. A Publix is a grocery store.
I mean, all... grocery stores are within reason roughly the same size. Like, people don't hang out behind a grocery store. That is for shipping and for people to step outside and have a smoke break or something. But it's not like it's an area that's usually people are passing or on foot. Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, I actually just texted you the video right now.
Oh.
I will go ahead and share it on our social media as well. But the video that Amy's watching, I'll actually let you tell me what you see first, and then I'll tell you how law enforcement describes it.
Okay, I'm going to stop it because this is a long video, and I think I saw yep. what you need me to before they tell the story for me. So a couple of things that I noticed. First is, to my point, is the back of the grocery store is exactly what I expect a back of a grocery store to look like. It is not a foot traffic heavy area for someone that wouldn't be working at the store. It's isolated, it's secluded, it's narrow. There's like driving space and docks, loading docks and stuff like that. And randomly, this truck is there with her. Now, the other thing I want to note is that there was also surveillance of her walking. And the first thing that came to mind is, you know, I'm going to throw myself under the bus and I'm going to make myself vulnerable is when you told me who she was and there was a silver alert, I expected more of a frail old woman.
I would agree with you.
And I'm not proud of that. And I'm recognizing my own biases and stuff like that. So going to work on that separate thing. She is vivacious. She's standing tall. She does not look fearful. She is giving the impression that she has some wherewithal of where she is. And I know that's not always how dementia looks. And I know dementia has moments of absolute clarity and dementia has moments of, you know, it looks like someone just is struggling with a loss of keys. Fully understand that. But in what I saw, I'm just giving you my observations that she appears as though she has the wherewithal of what's going on.
All right. So, yes, police say the first thing that comes out is the video is a white truck. And it appears that Susie walks up to the driver's side and chats with the person for a second. Then walks around and gets in the driving side, the passenger side, rather. The truck then leaves the shopping center and disappears out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first, they point out that it is grainy and it is farther away. So getting a 100% identification, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's close enough and they're wearing the same clothing that there is
a reasonable degree of certainty.
Yes. Now, it appears they got this video first, and then it took them watching it, you know, over the years again and again and again to catch it, because it is grainy and further away. The next statement the police make is, I'm going to read this verbatim. The Indian River County Sheriff's Office detectives say the truck has been seen in the plaza several times before. So it's possible people who were at South Vero Square Plaza might know the driver or provide details. The truck was also known to frequent the Oslo Road Conservation Area.
Creepy. What are they getting at?
We don't know.
Okay.
2018, Patrick closed the restaurant because the passion essentially was gone and he didn't have his partner. And there's never been another anything. Since then.
So this is now 4 years.
Yep. It was just 4 years in March.
And when was the last update given? Basically that the restaurant closed was the last thing.
Right. I mean, police are still publishing the footage and all of that. I mean, there are articles from June of this year.
Okay. But it's retelling of the events. Like, hey, don't forget this. But there's nothing new.
Correct. Her husband, Patrick, after he has seen the video, obviously, multiple times, this is his direct quote. She had some kind of an agenda, he said. An agenda, you know? Her pace was different.
I can understand where he's coming from, but after watching the footage, and I fully understand, I don't know her and how she functions on a daily basis, but have you ever seen a person on a mission when they're shopping?
Oh, yeah.
My mom comes to mind. She will leave me behind in the dust. She's out to get what she needs. And I will have been gone and lost for 15, 20 minutes before she notices. So I'm just saying her pace could have been different because she needed to find a postcard to send to someone. Or anything for that matter that she felt that she needed to purchase.
I agree with all of that. The only other thing I want to say is, according to the Charlie Project, And you all know that they are our way of source of truth. Foul play is not suspected.
So, I can get behind that to a degree, but then I ask, where is she then?
Well, let's remember that she does have dementia and likely doesn't have her medication.
Then I picture someone walking around lost and able to be seen. When people get lost due to mental illness or disease, my go-to isn't they wander off into the woods and get lost, right? Like, in all likelihood, they're wandering around our own communities.
Agreed.
So, she could be doing that, and the right people haven't taken notice, sure. And I guess that's it.
All right, so theories are, and in my opinion, there are essentially two with three offshoots. One, she left her life. And in my opinion, if that's the case, she's still gone against her will. Or two, foul play, in which she's still gone against her will. But I think what throws me is that, law enforcement has alluded that there could be foul play. But the way the Charlie Report says that law enforcement approaches it is there's not foul play. And it's a silver alert. So I think what gets me is the calmness with approaching the person in the truck, talking through their passenger window, and then going and getting inside.
I'm more wrapped up in location.
Okay. Tell me what.
I can understand a pleasant, older, confident woman. Maybe dementia adds to that too. Approaching a truck and saying anything like, hey, how's your day? Or whatever. And a driver being responsive to an older woman. If I saw that happening in any old plaza parking lot, I wouldn't think too much about it. What gets me is, how did she end up back there? How did the truck end up back there? And why did they essentially leave together?
I think I take that one step further. Why didn't he ever come forward?
Oh.
Law enforcement has been searching for the owner of this truck since 2018.
That is another valid point. And the only two reasons I could think of is something sinister happened. Either something sinister happened or this person is afraid of, oh my gosh, am I the last person to be seen with this old lady? Is someone going to point the finger at me? I'm staying out of it.
Or they live under a rock and they don't realize what is happening in the area.
I guess that's another way to approach it too. And I understand that one step further, but again, why is she in the back of the store? Why is the truck in the back of the store? And why are they talking at the back of the store? And why does she get in the truck?
So, in my opinion, it looks like the video is in the back of the store, but they could be coming from the side parking lot, which is still secluded, but they weren't in the back of the store themselves.
All right, well, let me try and make this innocent, okay? Let's just say that with her dementia, she did get a little bit off track, right? And she's in the back of the store. And I have done in-home work the bulk of my career. So there are times when I parked myself on the side of the street or in parking lots and I sat there and did work or I just ate my lunch or whatever it was. Plenty of people have careers like that. And I am sure, and I know this for a fact, my colleagues have been approached by police officers and stuff and said, you know, like, what are you doing here? And we'd show our badge or whatever to say, hey, we work in the field. We mean no harm. We just need a place to park. Understood, right? So maybe this truck is in the parking lot frequently because of their job. Maybe they have like a weird off hour and that's where they go to unwind and they're driving around. And they see her in the back of the store, and it's kind of like, what is going on? And they say, are you okay? and she says that she knows exactly where she is or she's lost or whatever. And they tell her where to go, or they tell her that they'll bring her back to the front of the store. She could have still been in, like, that lost, or I don't know the correct terminology, but
confused.
Fugue state, confused. They could have reasonably let her out of the truck, and she could have went on confused into another situation.
I agree. But then again, why hasn't that person come forward?
If that was done innocently, I could very much see them not paying any mind to that, like not listening.
Yeah, but it's 2018. Like, if you have any sort of social media, like, the news in your town shows up on your phone.
Well, you're not wrong. If they didn't have anything to do with it and they saw it in the news, maybe they're like, well, I know I let her out and I'm not getting involved.
I know I watched her through a telescope across the beach.
Oh my gosh, that case. Jeez.
Right, but I'm just saying, yeah. Like, I don't know, I'm really stuck on him not coming forward, but okay, let's say he didn't have sinister motives, right? Let's just say this person, and I'm saying it to he, we don't know, picked her up and dropped her off in the front of the Publix, then what?
Yeah, camera would probably pick up there.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly that. So so he dropped her off somewhere without a camera, and then what happened?
Right. And it really can't be anyone she knows, because her husband would be like, oh yeah, we know someone with a white truck, or if it was anyone that frequented in their life, they would be able to identify a person with a white truck.
I agree with you. So then it's, okay, did she know the person in the white truck? And, or what was that conversation and why did she get in?
I don't know. I kind of feel like you don't bump into people you know in the back parking lot of a grocery store.
Okay, now what if I was cutting across the parking lot walking and you were parked there doing notes? And you were like, oh my gosh, hey.
But I don't park in the back of a grocery store.
But you see my point. Completely irrational.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could it be a restaurant customer?
It could
be. That recognizes her from the restaurant?
It could be, but if they frequent the restaurant, they go into the restaurant. There'd be all sorts of talk about her not being there. They'd be like, oh, why? I just saw her a few days ago when I picked her up in the back of the parking lot and dropped her off in the front.
Right. So then we're back to they never came forward.
Or it's a stranger. But what would the motivations be? I mean, honestly, it could be anything that it would be for anybody else. Robbery. Unfortunately, sexual assaults.
So, I actually just listened to a Dateline, right? And it was so appalling to me because a guy killed two women, or killed one and attacked another about a year apart, right?
Uh-huh.
And when they finally get him, like, arrested and all that, he pled guilty. And when they asked him why he did it, he was like, I just wanted to see what it would feel like to take a life.
I've heard weird things like that before, but I feel like those are few and far between. Like, there is some psychology to it that's deeper than, I was bored.
Okay, so I agree with you. I agree with you. So then we end up, again, no progress has been made.
By us or the police? Because I don't think we're making progress either.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, we're talking about the same thing. So then my question to you becomes, okay, she clearly got into that truck willingly.
Right.
So then what?
But someone with disease, not all diseases, of course, someone with mental disease or it affects their mental capacity is easily, they're vulnerable. They're easily swayed.
Okay. I agree with you. And we're back to the woman from 2 weeks ago with sex trafficking. Because we don't think that, we think she went voluntarily, but not voluntarily. Same idea could apply here, mm-hmm. right? But she clearly got into that truck on her own accord. Do you think then she met with foul play?
If you want me to pretend there's no evidence, not that there really is any in this case, and you told me about it, and I went on gut instinct, which we try not to do. But I'll just tell you my immediate thoughts is I felt like it was sinister, and I felt like it was foul play, and I felt like she was in danger.
Okay, why?
I feel like the weirdest part that I'm hung up on is why in the back of the store?
So, I agree with you. Only I'm less hung up on the back of the store. I can buy that she was just trying to cut across a parking lot and he was driving by. But I think the person in that truck did something to her.
Then why do you think that?
Because the person, I'm really hung up on the fact that they never came forward. No one in their family ever came forward. No one ever said, like, hey, you drive that same white truck. Like, did you ever call the police?
I mean, it could be, and the motivations could be robbery or sexual assault or something. I mean, if we look at BTK, bind, torture, kill, he was, I believe, from Oklahoma, known serial killer now, imprisoned, lived a life as a higher member of clergy in his parish, or maybe even a pastor himself. He lived an average life with a wife and kids, shining member of the community. When he is caught, it is found that he sexually assaulted and killed women of no particular age or ethnicity or anything like that, if I can recall correctly. I'm not speaking looking at Wikipedia or Google, I'm speaking from memory, but I do know his victims ranged from very young to very old. So there are people that out there that want to do harm that have no, they don't discriminate based on age.
I agree with that.
So I guess what I'm saying is, it might be just me, but I think when we hear about older people that go missing, we think they get lost. We think of robbery as the motivation. I don't think that our head, and I could be wrong, I could be the only one, our head doesn't go to sexual assault being a motivation for someone that's a senior. But it very well could have been.
So she asks this guy where she is or whatever. He tells her and says, I'll drive you back to where you should be. She jumps in, and then what, he just takes off with her?
Yes, because someone that's sick, someone that has sinister motivation, is only looking for someone that's vulnerable and that they can have power over. So, yes, perhaps.
I agree. So, but then I think what gets me is there is speculation online of, like, did she know this person and was this planned? And that's why they never came forward.
Maybe, but someone's like, my pal has dementia and they're telling me that they want to leave their life. If someone had said that to me with dementia, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, it seems like maybe their disease is accelerating. Maybe I should talk with their family or offer to go to the doctor and give my observations. My thought process is I'm not going to engage in what they want to do necessarily.
What if it's a restaurant customer and she never told them she had dementia?
Okay, so I admit I didn't think about that. I had imagined people knew this.
And they most likely do. I'm just saying, what if it's a person that doesn't know?
You're absolutely right, and I think we should not put blinders on and look at every possibility. So, sure. Possible. So, she says, I hate my life. Help me leave. Let's make a really loose plan for us, for me to go missing in the middle of a parking lot where it's 2018 and there are cameras?
Well, that's the dementia kicking in. Like,
oh, we can't pick and choose when it kicks in, though.
No, but I'm saying, no, I'm not saying she never had it. I'm saying she had it the whole time. She just didn't tell people she had it.
No, and I'm being snarky only because I think I caught myself wondering when the dementia is kicking in and when it might not be.
I'm just saying if she did decide, you know, not in her fully right mind that she wants to leave her life and tell someone to help her, they don't know she has dementia.
Yeah.
But then again, then wouldn't you come out now and say, hold on, I didn't know that she had dementia. I did help her, but I want to make sure she's okay.
Is there, unless she paid them, but I do feel like there'd be some money trail. And how much she could she give that a person wouldn't inevitably come forward and say, you know, wow, $8,000. I can't keep my mouth shut about this. It's not that big of a deal of money.
So we've talked for 40 minutes.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, all we said is the same things the articles are saying over and over again.
Oh, really?
Which is why it's so frustrating. Like, yeah, we can talk through things, but none of them make sense.
Some of the stuff I'm putting out is quite embarrassing, I'm going to admit. And I'm pretty embarrassed at the stupid things I'm saying.
I don't think you're being stupid, though. I think that, like, legitimately, this is how things get solved. We talk through, and I don't mean us. I mean, like, law enforcement. Okay, so let's say she knows him. How do we attack from that avenue? You know, let's say she doesn't know him. How do we attack from that avenue? I mean, the person in the truck holds all the keys.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
But yes. They do. But I would say, while there's not a ton of evidence here, there's more evidence that suggests foul play by the fact that no one has come forward and no one can identify this person or the truck as being even remotely familiar.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. That leads me to believe that it likely is foul play.
Even if it didn't end with the truck, they could have let her out somewhere where she was taken advantage of financially or with her medical condition.
Yes, but I think that's less than likely. I think whatever foul play she encountered was with the person in the truck.
Or persons.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. You want to open it up?
I do. I get wrapped up in the why, and that really bothers me, but I'm just going to say the same things that I said for the last 40 minutes, so...
Right, and that's exactly it. Like, we go round and round and round, and I'm like, okay, well, we still come back to her getting in that truck voluntarily.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah, 5:45 p.m. Actually, sorry, 6:04 p.m.
Yeah, but it's still daylight. What month is this again?
March in Florida, so it's definitely daylight.
Okay, someone tell me something.
Yeah, please, share it with all of us. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
All right, guys, and we'll be back next week with a whole new case.
All right, thanks. Bye. For more information about this case and other cases we've covered, visit our website at www.downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Follow us and interact with us on social media. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast. You can also reach out to us via email at theories@downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast is a 2002 production written, hosted, and developed by Amy Lamar and Melissa Benitez. Music by Kevin Wyman.
Audio production by Caitlin Reynolds.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.